Good morning. The annual congregational meeting for 2008 is now called to order. I would ask that our pastor, Joe Griffin, open this meeting with prayer.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we are indeed grateful to you for this church that you have sustained for over 32 years. We're grateful for the grace that you have provided for us in so many ways during this period of time and the opportunity to grow in grace in an environment that you've provided. We're grateful for the new facility that we're about to enjoy and look forward to the report that will come to us today regarding this. It is our prayer that those things we do here today would be honorable to you. And we lift our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Mr. Secretary, do we have a quorum? I want you to look around because this is the last annual congregation meeting we will have in this building. Say goodbye to the shadow people. First on the agenda is the reading of the minutes from the annual meeting from February 11th last year, 2007. I'll read these, and while I'm reading these, I'm going to ask that you would let Jim know with a show of hands for all those who are over 20. That's our voting age and members of this church, and he can be handing out the ballots while I read the minutes, and it'll save a little time. The annual congregational meeting for Grace Doctrine Church was held during the second session of Sunday, 11 February 2007. Chairman Weldenschott called the meeting to order. The chairman asked the secretary if a quorum was present. The secretary responded in the affirmative. The chairman read the minutes from 12 February 2006 and then entertained a motion to approve the minutes as read with one correction, changing the name in the last paragraph from Mr. Jim Hunt to Mr. Joe Hunt. The motion was made by Mr. Tim Hunt and seconded by Bob Herron. The motion was voted on by the congregation and passed unanimously. The chairman presented the agenda of the meeting. The chairman proceeded with the ratification of nominations for the 2007 Board of Deacons. The ballots were distributed to the congregation. The votes were cast, ballots collected and counted. The chairman was informed that all nominations had been successfully ratified by the congregation. The chairman then introduced Dan Hunt for the presentation of the 2006 Annual Financial Report. Mr. Hunt reviewed the current financial position of both Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries. He also presented the current financial position of Grace Doctrine Church Building Fund. Two financial handouts were attached. And lastly, Mr. Hunt stated that all applicable P&L statements, bank statements, investment papers, etc., had been provided to the bank and will be used for our use for the building loan. He stated that we will use our own funds to start construction, and then we will be given a construction loan. It will be a 3-year balloon amortized over 20 years at 8%. Mr. Hunt will keep us informed via the monthly financial statements on what our payments are and the total amount of the construction loan. The chairman thanked Mr. Hunt for his report. In the new facilities update, In the new facilities update, the chairman introduced Mr. Richard Hayes, our architect who was present at the time. Mr. Hayes thanked the congregation for allowing him to work on this project with us, and we are currently in the phase that he called testing by fire. He has been talking and working with various engineers as well as the project manager, and on Monday, 12 February 2007, he would be meeting with the entire team, and there would be an intense conversation on this project. He felt within 3 weeks all documents required to go before the city of St. Charles for permits and a contract giving us final cost should be ready to go. Richard stated that he would try to get the best building for Joe and the congregation as possible, but he would stick to our original budget and then ask for questions. There were several questions asked. For brevity, I'm not going to go over the previous questions and answers, unless someone wants me to. Finally, Richard asked the congregation to review the drawings and color renderings that he had had at the front of the gymnasium. And then the chairman thanked Mr. Hayes for his report. The chairman then stated that Mr. Hayes was too modest to tell you that he's had to rework a lot of the things that he had done. He also told us that raw materials are still going up in cost, and told the congregation that by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, many of the changes Richard has made in making the building better actually saved money. He then stated that the Board of Deacons is committed to being able to grow in our new facility, and continued that the Board of Deacons does not want to build a place that's too small on day one. We are planning for growth. There will be a plan to replace the chairs currently that we have and to get new chairs up to a 180 if needed. And if we grow past that, we can move the back wall out and add approximately 40 more for 220. The chairman asked if there were any other new business. Since there was none, he entertained a motion to adjourn. The motion was made by Paul Davey and seconded by Tim Hunt, voted on and passed unanimously. The chairman gave the floor to Pastor Griffin for comments. Pastor Griffin thanked Richard Hayes, who is providing his services free of charge, and Lou Basso, who stepped forward to handle the legal side project free of charge. And finally, Mr. Alan Blair, the project manager, was thanked, who we hired and will be paying up to a ceiling of $60,000 to manage the project. We have three of the most professional individuals giving advice and guidance to the Board of Deacons for only $60,000 at the charge for Alan Blair. Joe then discussed that building a church can destroy a church and that the camaraderie within a local church can be affected. He stated that Grace Doctrine Church had decided to let the professionals handle everything since the Board of Deacons really doesn't know anything. So we have to put great confidence in our professionals. We know one thing, we don't know anything. Pastor Griffin closed the meeting in prayer. I would personally, at this point, like to thank Jay Humphreys for serving on the board this past year. As most of you know, his job as flying a medevac, I know that's not the civilian word, helicopter to take people to hospitals in town for various treatments, causes him not to be able to schedule times when he can be with us in the congregation or at board meetings, and he felt that it would be better served if someone else had replaced him. I don't have a ballot. Yeah, it one's enough. The following men were selected by Pastor Griffin to serve on the Board of Deacons in the year 2008. Louis Basso, Paul Davey, Casey Hunt, Dan Hunt, Matt Lawson, Weldon Schott, Mark Vesser, Gary Watson. They were approved at the Board of Deacons meeting in December, and they are now presented to the congregation for approval, and the ballots have been out and can be collected. The joke I was going to tell was going to be a lawyer joke, but in respect to Jim and Lou, I wasn't going to do that. I'm sorry, yes. I need a motion entertaining that the minutes for the year 2007 be approved as read. Is there a motion? Is there a second? Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carried. So we're not going to bash lawyers because of Jim and Lou, because we all know that it's 95% of the lawyers who give the rest a bad name. So while those are being tallied, the story I heard, that everyone remembers the Lone Ranger. I think most people, at least 20, know who the Lone Ranger is. And Tonto were having a cool one at a bar in the Old West. And a man comes in and says, "Whose white horse is that?" And The Lone Ranger says, I'm the Lone Ranger. That's Silver. That's my horse. He said, well, he looks in a bad way. It's very hot. So he goes outside, and sure enough, his tongue's hanging out, and he's dehydrated. So Tonto and the Lone Ranger give him all the water he needs. And the Lone Ranger tells Tonto, he said, he's very hot, and you're very fast. Can you flap your arms and run in circles around Silver and create a breeze? He says, yes, Kemosabe. So the Lone Ranger goes back in to finish his beer. And another cowboy walks in the meantime and says, whose white horse is that outside? Lone Ranger says, I'm the Lone Ranger. That is Silver. That's my horse. He said, I just wanted to let you know you left your engine running. Sorry. Okay, have the votes been tallied? Okay. Thank you for participating in this most so democratic venture. At this point, I'm going to have Dan Hunt come up and give the financial update. And then if there's any questions you would like to ask him or any of us, that will be the time. That will be new business. Then I'll ask if there's going to be any other new business. And at that point, I'll have Joe, our pastor, come up and give his comments. And then we'll close in prayer. So, Dan, if you'd come up. Yeah. That's why I never tell it till after the vote. And in my next year, you'll have forgotten. One of these days, I'm going to tell the same joke over, and that's when senility will be manifest.
Good morning. What I'd like to do this morning is review our current financial position for both Joe Griffin Media Ministry and Grace Doctrine Church. Second is I'd like to bring you up to date on the building expenses for both our past and projected expenses that we will incur in the next few months. I've given you some handouts. Please turn to the Joe Griffin Media Ministry, and we'll review the year of 2007 first. You will see that we started the year off with $129,000. We received over $100,000 in contributions, earned $4,600 in interest, and our expenses for the year of 2007 was $63,000, leaving us $172,000 in our account. And I'm going to show you January's statement. All of you have received these statements prior to today's meeting. And just to point out that we have now, with contributions that we received in January and expenses, over $183,000 in Joe Griffin Media Ministry. Now, if you will, please turn to the Grace Doctrine Church financial statement for the year 2007. And we started our general fund with $211,000, received $111,000 in contributions, earned $7,500 in interest, and had expenses in excess of $141,000, leaving us a year-end balance of $188,000. The building fund, we started with $735,000, received $1,023,000 in contributions, and the interest that we earned that was credited to our building fund was in excess of $45,000. And with expenses of $386,000, that leaves us a building fund balance of $1,400,000. Now turn to the January statement. Just to point out now, with expenses and income in January, our general fund now has $223,000 in it, and our building fund has 1,322,000. The reason that dropped is because, if you'll notice on the expenses, I made a payment to our contractor, Wachter Construction, for, December's work. I paid in January almost $90,000. That's what left us a total of $1,300,000. Now I'd like to show you the second part of our agenda today is to talk about our building fund history. As you know, the building fund was established in 2002. And the numbers that I'm going to give you, which I'll show you why I'm doing this in a minute, are as of Friday. We received in contributions since the start $2,331,763. We've earned in interest $74,743, and we had a total income with interest of $2,004,000. Our expenses that we've paid so far over the history of our building fund were $564,000 for the cost of the land. I want to show you a statement over here, just in case somebody catches this. We have $562,500 that I show on our financial statement. The reason that that number is different than what I'm showing you here for $564,000, that's what I paid out. That included real estate taxes and closing costs, which I didn't put down as our fixed asset. We had $718,000 in expenses for the building fund, which is different than my prior number. And the reason is, and that's why I'm bringing you up to date as of Friday, I just made a payment to our contractor of almost $200,000 on Thursday, $198,909, which brings our total expenses that we've paid for our building fund from the beginning to over $718,000. So we've collected $2,004,000, we've paid out $1,282,000, and we have in our building fund right now $1,123,000. Now let's talk real quick about our loan agreement. Originally, and Weldon mentioned this when he read last year's minutes, we had a loan that was going to be amortized over 20 years at 8% interest with a 5-year balloon. Well, what that loan is tied to is prime. Interest rates just recently went down, and we have an agreement with the bank on a $500,000 loan at 1.5% over prime, which sits at 6% today, giving us a rate of 7.5%. Real quick for those who don't understand loans, here's what our loan entails. It's going to be paid over 30 years, and that's how they figure the payment, to keep the payment down. It's a balloon in 5 years, which means we're going to make payments at 7.5% interest every month for 5 years, and then that payment, that loan is due. So we either pay that off or we refinance that loan at the interest rates then. No telling what interest rates are going to be. Interest rates have shocked most of us over the last few years, but let's assume they're not any lower than they are today. There's a chance our payment will go up in 5 years because interest rates will probably be higher. So now let's look at our projected expenses going forward from today, the best that I can project. Let's look first at the money we have on hand. We have $1,123,000 in the building fund currently as of today. We have a $500,000 loan that is promised to us by our bank, First National Bank. Whenever we need the money, we just have to let those needs be known and the banks will start depositing funds in our checking account. We have 1,000,006 to work with from this point forward. Now let's look at our expenses. We have projected out $1,345,000 in expenses. Now let me run through those real quick. I had a meeting with our project manager, Alan, this week to review these numbers. We still owe Wachter Construction $1,167,000. And with some conversations I had with Alan, he believes very sincerely that we're going to come in under budget. The sound system of $70,000 is pretty accurate. We put a $35,000 contingency fee. Actually, there was $70,000 originally. We spent $35,000. Alan doesn't believe that we're going to use all of this money either. $40,000 in seating. I was the one that came up with this number. I have no clue what seating is going to cost, so I did something real simple. Took $225 a chair times 180 chairs, came up with $40,500, and that's just a guess. The project manager, we still owe him $17,000. Our original contract with him was $60,000. Alan believes that we're going to come in under that number as well. The pastor's furniture, $5,000. And the kitchen appliances at $10,000 are a guess on my part. I don't know what we're going to do in those areas, so they're probably high. So we've got expenses ahead of us of $1,345,000 to complete our project, and we have $1,006,000. That leaves us $278,000 left in the building fund, and $223,000 left in the general fund. Now, I believe it's very prudent to have a surplus in our general fund to pay the mortgage payments that are ahead of us and our operating expenses. And the building fund combined with the general fund will give us in excess of $500,000 in order to run the affairs of our own place. I do not believe that we need a $500,000 loan. I have not had a chance to talk to the board about this. I have run this idea by a few deacons on the telephone after my week's worth of meetings. I'm going to suggest to the board that we have, at our next meeting, pursue a loan of only $250,000. Let me give you an example of how these numbers will look and why I'm suggesting this. A loan of $500,000 will have a monthly mortgage payment of almost $3,500 a month. A loan of $250,000 will have a mortgage payment of $1,748 a month. We're going to save half. Guys, that will save us in the first year, interest only, $18,672. Now, I had a conversation with our banker on Wednesday. And what Matt decided to do with the collateral that we have is to drop the interest rate to 6.75%, less than 1.5 over prime. A little arm twisting there, but we got that done. And here's what the numbers now turn out to be. If we borrow $250,000, our payment will be $1,638 a month, and we're paying $714 a month here. That's a difference in a mortgage payment of $924. So this is how our financial position will look. We will have a building worth $1,007,000. We will have a piece of property that is worth $562,500, giving us a total value of our property of $2,265,000. And of course, this doesn't include any appreciation. So with a $250,000 outstanding loan, with $250,000 in cash, I think our financial position to this church is extremely well. Now, is there any questions that anybody may want to ask me?
I have a question. Is the loan a line of credit?
Well, what they're going to do, Tom, the question was, is the loan a line of credit or is it a loan? What we're going to do is they're going to give us what they call a construction loan. As we need money, infuse that money into our checking account. At the end, they're going to wrap that up into a amortized loan for 30 years with monthly payments with a 5-year balloon at 6.75%. So it'll be equivalent to what we do on our homes. I didn't want that rate to float with prime because I think we're at the bottom of the interest rate cycle or close to it, and I didn't want over the next few years that interest rate going up on us. What I'm trying to do going forward, and Lou and I are going to start having some meetings about this, bring in Casey as well, and we're going to start looking at the operating expenses going forward. I backed into this originally with how much can we afford, looking back at our donations that we have, with a little interest that we earn, with our expenses, and I came up with a number that I felt we could afford on our operating expenses each month. You know, that's utility bills, insurance premiums, all of those things, plus our mortgage. And I felt comfortable that this church could borrow $500,000. Well, with the contributions that we received and with strong negotiating from some of the members of our board with our builder, we feel like that we don't need, some of us feel like we don't need a $500,000 loan now. But that will be a mortgage payment that's set for 5 years. And we'll see what happens. You know, maybe our goal for the church is to have that paid off in 5 years. Maybe not. And we'll just see what happens. But I want to make sure that loan is set up in such a way that it don't hurt us later. Anyone else? Okay, I'll turn it over to our chairman, Dr. Schott. It's all included. Everything. The only thing I think we're missing, Joe, you might want to correct me if I'm wrong, is I don't believe that is the sign out in front that we're going to end up with. But I don't know what that expense is really going to be. So, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Danny. I think we all found that very informative, and we'll not have to ask our doctors for Ambien as much as we thought in the future. I'd like to form an ad hoc committee for next year. John Brenner, you're going to be in charge of giving me a funny joke. The pressure's off me. The only thing I have to add is I talked to Richard Hayes has found some chairs he thinks are suitable, and believe it or not, they were only about $67 a piece. So that chair allowance, if that sticks, can be halved. So that's good news too. I'm going to have the pastor make comments after we adjourn. It can just be whatever he wants to talk about. We can maybe get a few, 3-4 more pages done too for all I care. So is there any other new business that someone would like to bring up? Tom?
Are we still projected to move in April?
No. I think completion date is around, it's in June. Isn't that right, Lou? July?
July or August.
July or August, okay. So I will entertain a motion to close the meeting, and then we'll close it, and then I'll have Pastor Griffin make comments. Is there a motion to close? Paul, is there a second? Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, the meeting is over, and Joe, would you like to come make comment?
Yes, I would like to address two issues that are not involved in the bids that you've all seen here. Danny mentioned the sign out front. That is not involved in the bid, and if we have enough money once all this is done, we'll put a sign that says Grace Doctrine Church out there. And then we'll have little flashing signs with little trite sayings on it. No, just kidding. Yeah. Yes, arrows. The other thing is that in the meetings with Wachter and Allen, way back before we actually got started on this, Richard sat me down at a table and said, look at all of this and tell me what you think. If I didn't think anything, I couldn't make anything out. It was just drawings. And I kept looking at it and I said, where are the flagpoles? And he said, well, I just do buildings. And I said, well, there have to be flagpoles. And so he said, okay, there'll be flagpoles. Well, it came to talking about this with Mark Camp, who is the owner and our general contractor at Wachter. And I said, I need flagpoles, but Richard didn't put them in. Where are you going to put them? And so he and others started discussing that. Richard was there. And they put them right in dead center of the front. We have a carport. I fought for that for you ladies. We have a carport so you can get out of the car without being snowed or rained on. And then right in front of that, as a part of the decorative islands, they call it, in the parking lot, is a big space where they were going to put petunias. That's where we nailed down three flagpoles. In addition, now that's all paid for. But what I have suggested to the board and they have approved is I want a garden there that will have in some manner of fashion developed that will reveal the names of all who have served in the United States Armed Forces who have been and presently are members of Grace Doctrine Church. And we will have that designed in some manner of fashion to salute those who have served the country in Grace Doctrine Church. And I've done a little research, and it's best I can figure at this point to close to 40 people. And as others join the service, we will add their names as well. I need to ask Paul Davey. It seems to me that Mark is going to be deployed within the next week or so. Do you know exactly when? Right. Mark Davey, a member of our congregation who has been hither and yon. He's had two tours of duty in Iraq since that war started. He's about to engage his third tour of duty there. He is going to Fort Campbell, according to Paul, this coming weekend. And then in about 3 weeks from there, he will be deployed for his third tour of duty. Keep Mark in your prayers as he goes back into harm's way. Keep Jill and the kids in your prayers as they again are going to become war widows for a little while. And they'll be over in Alton, I believe, with family during that period. I would like to thank Weldon and Danny especially. You did a wonderful job in taking all of those numbers and crunching them to where we could all understand it. I'd like to thank the congregation over the period of this entire process. This small church of around 100 people has been able to generate the grace giving that has enabled us to be on the cusp of having our own place after 32 years. I've been going over there with Joe Henry the last several months, beginning about December, and taking photographs. Others have done so. And we tried to get a gallery, so to speak, on the website where you can see a part of the way it's looking. But I can tell you it's taking on a personality. And I think Richard has done a wonderful job in making it look like something that's entirely different from the other things you see driving down the highway. It has its own personality. It's beginning to look quite beautiful. And once it gets landscaped, I think you all will like it. You can walk through it now. The rooms have been divided off, and you can actually see where things go. And so I invite you to go by. It's 1821 South River Road. It's 1 mile off of I-70 and 2 miles off of Missouri Highway 364. So that about covers it all. I thank you for your attention today to our congregational meeting, and I don't think anyone drifted. Shall we close in prayer? Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to discuss and then negotiate with by means of voting our new board of deacons, and also to discuss our new place that is on the verge of being completed. We thank you for all of these things, and it's our prayer that what we do in this church will be honoring to the Lord. And we lift our prayer in His name. Amen. By the way, one footnote, there was an email that I got this weekend from Alan Blair that indicated that Mark Camp of Wachter said we're ahead of schedule on the church, and if weather holds up, we could conceivably be in at some point in June.